All right, you're listening live to the WGXC Afternoon Show. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and on two different phone lines, we've got the folks behind the Chosen Family events calendar in the show paper. I don't know, you guys should introduce yourselves and tell everybody, what is the Chosen Family? We've got Mike Amari from who helps organize events at Opus 40 in Basilica Hudson and elsewhere, and Liam Singer, the owner of the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, on the line.
Yeah, so I'll go first. It's something that we make every month, a print-only physical little zine that has a show paper with all the shows listed for that month in it, and then like local art and writing, and it's like a little labor of love that we do every month, and like physically put dozen copies of it out around the Hudson Valley, you know, free to pick up. And we just waste hours of our lives doing it every month. It's great.
Liam, did he get that right?
I heard the second half of what he said, and it all sounded perfect.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having a little technical issue here. So tell us what's going on this month.
September is in the Hudson Valley. There's a lot of fests going on. Tubby's is hosting a five-year anniversary festival at the end of the month with a lot of amazing performers, hosting a festival by Dromedary Records that has a lot of kind of 90s indie rock acts attached. And other than that, it's a pretty standard month in the Hudson Valley of everything from stand-up comedy to indie rock and dance parties. There are two new or newish venues, which is pretty exciting. One is called Graveside Variety in Woodstock. They are mostly offline, but you can find them by Googling them. And the other is called Prime Location in Kingston. It's a bit roving right now. It was in one space, but their shows may be moving to Blackbird Improv Shop. But you can follow Attention Everybody on Instagram for details about those shows. And Mike has a bunch of cool stuff happening at Opus 42.
Well, I was going to shout out, there's actually a third new venue that I know about that's opening in Saugerties, like in town, in Saugerties, in a church space there in the side chapel, and it's called The Local. And they're looking to do like a handful of events every month. They kind of focus on like jazz and international acts and interesting like up-and-coming songwriters. So I think they just released their first run of shows on their Instagram and mailing list and stuff like yesterday. So The Local Saugerties is another spot to check out. But yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the show paper right now. A lot of good stuff. One thing that was interesting to me, which is also like a venue that we don't get to list often without it, Prattsville Arts Center. And they're actually showing a film that a local band just recently made while in Sicily playing some shows. And they're debuting that film, and the band is playing. The band called Dust Bowl Fairies from Catskill area. And Prattsville is like up in the mountains. It's like this little town. And it's, I love that there's a little art center there that does all these like interesting programs.
Awesome. And also on the tip of shows to travel to a bit, that one's the Cragsmore Stone Church at the end of the month. That's such a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
There's a sort of, you called it solo ambient clarinet, Mike. That's a really cool spot to travel to, the Cragsmore Stone Church. So that's on the 30th. Stuart Bogey with Michael Arthur.
Yeah. And then like Liam said, there's a lot of festivals in September and then like early October. I mean, it's kind of like every weekend there is multiple options of like great interesting shows going on. Everything from like free events to like, you know, you could spend like $300 and like lamp on the back of a stage and smoke hashish or something. I don't know. There's a big range this month. And I think it's like that rush before we hit winter and everything kind of goes back to being indoors.
Yeah, does it? It seems busier. I mean, I have a list of. I want to see the Gold Sparkle Band. I want to see Doug McCombs at Tubby's. I want to see the the Dramedy. I want to see Liam and Julia Kent and Alexander Turnquist and Kingsman.
Yeah, it's a good month. Yes. Definitely. You know, I think stuff. I mean, paying attention to shows, it feels like stuff doesn't really start to die down until January, February. And, of course, there are venues like Avalon and Tubby's and Colony that are doing stuff year-round, but a lot of stuff is seasonal. And I think still in September and October, we're going to see a lot of fun kind of outdoor stuff before it's too cold.
Yeah, I said this before with Liam last week on the phone, but I love the Catskill idea of doing festivals with Left Bank and Spikes and Avalon and
being able to wander around.
Yeah, that's going to be a really fun element of the Dromedary Fest. That was definitely by design. And yeah, the idea is that Catskill can kind of become totally involved in the festival. There's lots of great spaces here that don't often get used for that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I can also speak a little bit to the other stuff that's in the zine this month. Some local artists sent in some like really great like illustration with text stuff that I really love and I want to actually print more of. It's an Iranian woman who's local, and it's like half the stuff she sent was like very serious, very intense, like, you know, supporting the girls and women protesting in Iran, and then the other half was like, what albums I'm listening to, and I learned about these insects today, and like very fun sort of infographic-y sort of stuff. So I was really fun to put that in there. And then I also, another sort of visual text thing is this layout that Miriam, who's putting on an event called Verbatim, which is at Opus 40, it's sort of like experimental text and sounds in a little day long, you know, not a festival, but a little expo sort of thing. And she collected like some of the very interesting contributions that some of the local presses that'll be there, some of the people who are reading or performing like a musical or spoken word piece that's laid out, which is cool to see. And then, you know, just random ephemera from local people. Someone sent in these photos of like a movie marquee, a movie theater marquee that are kind of like almost little haikus that were especially good the last couple months with some of the movie titles that were happening. So, but I won't spoil it. You know, try to grab a copy and check it out.
Post the show paper on the Instagram, but other than that, it's the show paper and our sponsors. Other than that, it's all analog. So you gotta find yourself a copy.
You used to say you have to be online to find it, but you have to be offline to find it, right?
Yeah, you have to be offline.
And looking through the show paper, one other thing I want to highlight is one that I know you really like, Mike. It's the Welcome to Night Vale live version of the podcast, Laughing at Colony, at the end of the month.
Yeah, there's sort of like a throwback to like old school radio hour stuff, but like very much like a satirical or psychedelic take on it. And it's really fun. I think even if you don't know anything about the podcast, it's still a lot of fun. The only difference is there'll be like these side jokes where the whole room will be laughing and you'll have no idea what they're talking about. But most of it's great.
So it sounds like a busy September. Have you left anything out?
I mean, there's four pages on the show paper. They're left plenty out, but those are some interesting ones. You know, I'm excited to have our friend Reckless Eric back at the Avalon and hosting Laura Hope for the first time. Wood River is a really cool musician from the city who's playing Avalon as well. She does kind of experimental pop, and Yeah, lots of good stuff out there. It was fun.
Yeah, two big local albums from local musicians. The Reckless Eric has a new record, Leisureland, I think it's called, and PG6 from over in Copake has a new album out, too, on Drag City.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we didn't put in the show paper, but I saw that he's going to play a show at Not Donuts Records to celebrate that. Too late to include it, but...
I think I saw it down in Dutchess County. Is that where that is?
Yeah, it's outside of Stamfordville. I haven't been yet, but I've heard it's a really cool spot. And, yeah, if you follow them on Instagram, Not Donuts, I know PG6 is going to do some kind of performance there.
All right, and so where can you get the Chosen Family? Can you plug a couple local places that go offline?
So I would say that we have our Instagram is at Chosen Family Presents, and every month, like Liam said, we post the show paper up on there, and we also share the location that we're putting them that month, which pretty much are the same month to month, but there is like a place or two here or there that change each month. Actually, like, we've been putting them at Dogwood and Beacon, and Dogwood's actually closing this month, so things like that happen. I mean, in Catskill, we put them at Avalon and Joust. We put them in a lot of, like, sort of in the hub, Hudson, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Beacon, up and down both sides of the river, in what we sort of loosely define as our Hudson Valley zone.
And usually they're also here at Wavefront when we're open on Saturdays, so stop by too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you some copies.
All right, thank you, Mike and Liam. Anything you want to, we forgot to mention?
The only other thing I wanted to mention is that people ask all the time about how we write, like we write little descriptions of each show in the show paper. And I just wanted to come out and say that it's all AI chat. And we just feed in the Bandcamp link, and it just gives it right back, and just sort of a way to streamline that.
It's true, and actually we're hoping to have the whole theme AI generated by next year, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you don't go on strike soon after that.
I think we've got two more months of issues, so if you want to have anything published, send it in now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mike and Liam from the Chosen Family, and look for it out in stores near you.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
All right. Bye-bye.